Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about Parsonage Robbins. I was given a new task recently, in the last few months. I have become a host to a family of robins. Actually, my hosting started out as a host to a female robin. She decided to build her nest outside my front door and under the eave of my roof. I never knew that she was there and hadn't even noticed the nest until she began to fly at me. For some reason, as I approached the steps to climb up toward the door, a bird flew at me and began circling until I entered the house. In time, this process was repeated every time I left the house as well. Soon, I discovered why. After a number of these bird encounters, I gave a good look to the nest and discovered the reason for the bird's diligence. She had several eggs that were resting comfortably in the nest, new lives ready to enter into the world. Mama Bird was on guard, protecting her future offspring, fearing the worst from me. After leaving the nest, she was watching me, on guard to protect her eggs from me if such action was needed. My cats, one in particular, noticed the activity outside the door also. Whenever I was home and the inside door was open, he sat and looked up through the screen door, hoping to catch a glimpse of the mother bird flying in and out of the nest. When the eggs hatched, she was even more diligent about watching the nest, but developed a new activity as well, when she often went scavenging for worms to bring home to her newly born birds. My cat seemed mesmerized by the chirping of the mother bird as well as the soft, almost inaudible sounds of the baby birds. When it was light outside and the door is open, he spends hours at a time trying to get a glimpse of the birds and hoping to make the birds into a meal. Fortunately for the birds, the screen door makes a good barrier between the cat and the birds. With the birds eating happily, safe from the cat, I can't help but be reminded of a piece of Psalm 23. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. These birds have my protection, and the protection of a good strong door, not to mention God's protection. I don't even know if the birds are aware of how they are being protected, even though they are. I wonder if we realize how well God protects us, even though we don't often acknowledge this or give thanks to Him for that gift. We may lament the hard times we have had in life, but do we ever ask how much worse these events could be without God's protection? Do we ever ask how many bad things never happened to us, but could have without God's protection? Of course, this psalm refers to those in God's flock. Are you certain that you are in God's flock? Do you ignore God or act in ways that are in rebellion against God? Only those in God's flock are promised this protection. if you're in the flock, be grateful for this, even when you don't see it. If you are not receiving such protection, maybe you really aren't part of the flock, even if you think you are. Sometimes it takes some serious soul searching to determine that. Let us all do the difficult work of soul searching. The baby birds I've been watching are growing bigger, and I assume will soon be flying from the nest. I'll be leaving the nest intact. I wonder if a new family of birds will move in and seek protection of the roof, or if it will remain vacant as a tribute to the family that received protection, whether or not the bird family knew it. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.